The delicate fall breeze felt refreshing as I leaned back on one of the posts of the bus stop. My eyes wandered up and down the quiet, dimly lit highway, the occasional car passing by, disturbing my thoughts, but at least quieting my mind. How would this night go? Would you want to see me again? I wonder how your voice sounds. All these thoughts raced through my mind, in turn, making my heart rate increase with each passing minute. With my phone in one hand and the other clutching my bag, I wait impatiently for the bus, which was supposed to arrive at 6:15, now 3 minutes over. Finally, I see the familiar orange text of the bus route that glowed brightly in the night. Closer and closer, it came toward me. I took a deep breath as it rolled up in front of me. I chose the seat closest to the driver, one that faced my back toward the other occupants. I felt my cheek heating up as the bus started to pull away and drive toward my destination. I've never felt so nervous to watch a movie before. Little scenarios played in my head that made me blush. Scenarios such as you coming up behind me and telling me to guess who it was, or you whispering in my ear as we watched our movie, telling me what you would want to do to me. I laugh quietly to myself. My mind plays the cheesiest scenarios that I know would never happen. The bus was getting closer to my stop now, and I started to get nervous all over again. Just now realizing that my imagination calmed me down, I mentally cursed myself. Why was I so nervous? You're just another guy, another person that I know I can be myself around. So why won't my heart rate slow down and my mind shut off? It's because you're not like the other guys. The circumstances of how we met are not the same as how I make new friends. You were introduced as a dom, a person that took control, a person that I must obey. I shook my head as the bus came to a stop. I waited till others went off before telling the bus driver goodnight. I started walking toward our arranged meeting spot, a place I was familiar with, my local mall. I felt a little bad that you had to come to the next town over just to meet me, but I pushed that thought aside. I entered the mall and walked to the nearest restroom. There, a body-length mirror covered a small section of one of the walls. I looked at my reflection. A feeling of satisfaction spread through my body. Long raven black hair fell gracefully down the left side of my body in gentle waves. My dark brown eyes searched my face for imperfection. A small smile graced my lips, for I was happy with what I saw. I moved down to my body. I wore a deep teal-colored blouse that showed off my shoulders, but still covered my arms. My dark blue high-rise jeans showed off my curves perfectly. I felt sexy that night, a feeling that I haven't felt in a while. I felt my color choice complemented my tan olive-colored skin, at least the parts that weren't covered by my clothing. I exited the bathroom and checked my phone. It was now 7 o'clock. I had 30 minutes to spare before I had to meet you by the theater. I grabbed some food at a nearby restaurant and ate it at one of the many sitting areas that scattered the mall. This one was the floor below the theater, which I think made me even more nervous. After I finished my food, I had 10 minutes until our meetup. I couldn't stop myself from looking around at the people that passed me. I wondered if you could recognize me from the Friday night crowd, or if I could recognize you as well. Finally, there was a minute more, and I decided to wait in front of the theater so you wouldn't have to wait for me. I stood for a little bit and leaned against the railing, looking down at the floor I previously occupied. Maybe I'd see you coming up the escalator, or walking on the other path toward the theater. But my nerves and I couldn't stand for very long, so I decided to sit until I saw you coming. It wasn't long until something inside me told me to look toward my left. And there, 20 feet away, I saw you. I only took a glance, and for some reason, I knew it was you. There was an air of confidence around you. Was it the way you walked, or was it the way you presented yourself? Whatever it was, it screamed confident, dominant, and respect. "Let's go," you told me. Your voice sent shivers down my spine. It was smooth and clear, but I also heard a smile. I'm not sure if you were smiling, though, for I was too nervous to look. I wanted to ask how you knew it was me, but something stopped me from speaking. An amazing, breathtaking aroma possessed my senses, and I couldn't stop myself from biting my lip and following close behind you. I don't have words to describe what you smelt like, but I knew how it made me feel. In that one little second I smelt your cologne, I wanted nothing more than to sit at your feet and hang on your every word. Never in my 21 years on this earth have I ever been compelled to do that. I just stood there quietly, taking in the man I waited 2 weeks to meet. So far, you made it worth the wait. We made small talk, we laughed, and I knew there was a reason you were in that position you were in. The way you saw things opened my mind. I was learning to see things from a different perspective. Every time you looked at me, I wanted to look away. All my nerves tried to force their way back up, though that little voice inside of me told me to stand my ground and make sure I looked confident. We watched your movie, and when it was over, we headed to the bus. We waited for the driver to come back in from his break. I sat quietly next to you. I wanted to compliment you the entire night, but I couldn't find the strength to say anything. I pulled out my phone and opened our messages. I sent you a text saying that you smell good, and it made you laugh. "Use your words," you told me, one of Alittle's favorite sentences to hear. I smiled and slid down my chair so my head rested against the top of the backing. "It's too hard," I complained jokingly. My bratty attitude started to show a bit. I was hoping to give you a bit more attitude early in the night, but my nerves wouldn't let me. I was polite and quiet and only spoke when I was spoken to, something I rarely ever do. The bus ride back home was quicker than I would have wanted, but one thing made it worthwhile: your leg pressed up against mine. That was the first direct contact we made the entire night, and I knew that those 2 weeks of waiting were worth the 4 hours together. A quick hug wrapped up our meeting, and all I could think about on my way home, alone with my thoughts, was the smell of your cologne and the longing to obey.